boxing is my life. That's, I got two hands and that's all I got. So make something out of my life for it.
The winner of that contest on a computer score, 24-7, Jace in the blue corner.
So hopefully you're going to the Olympics.
Oh, I'm going.
You're going?
I'm going.
So what's the plan now?
Train.
My ambition is to get a major medal in the Worlds or Europeans, you know, so I won't stop until that will happen, you know.
We have all the training behind us and all we have to do is to go in now is to perform in the ring and give it our best shot and a bit of luck on our side and we'll be going to the Olympics in Beijing.
David Oliver is going to Greece.
Going to Greece, yeah, boxed very well. And had to, in fairness, young Frampton was a worthy opponent. And we came back well. In fairness to Joyce, he was always going to be a slow starter. We're trying to get him out of that situation at the slow start. And when he got going, you can see the variety of punches he has.
They've just got a fantastic club, and the club is built. It's like in hurling, it's like in football, you know, clubs and teams and counties go through periods where they're
successful,
really, really.
Exactly.
And got a lot of good fighters in, they got good talent, and they made the best of the talent they got in.
St. Michael's Boxing Club in Athy is, pound for pound, one of the great sporting clubs in Ireland. In the spring of 2008, the club had a chance of sending five men to the Summer Olympic Games. Among them were the brothers Roy and Tom Sheehan, and Mullingar cousins David Oliver and John Joyce. But in March, the lads received a setback when welterweight Roy broke his hand when sparring. Then, there was a box-off to decide the Irish team which would travel to the final qualifier in Athens in April. A further blow, Eric Donovan was eliminated in the box-off. Still, their Irish team coach Billy Walsh was confident his lads could triumph in Greece. Just how hard have these guys worked in the run-up to this tournament?
A lot of these guys, you know, it's an accumulation of years rather than weeks and months. They've been with us for quite a while, since the programme started 5 years ago, a lot of them. And before that, in their careers as a juvenile and junior boxers, they developed with the dream of going to Olympic Games, so it's been years preparation, really. You know, their dedication, you know, has been very, very good. A lot of these guys have given up their lives, their girlfriends, their wives, their jobs, their education, to train full-time, to follow their dream, to get to the Olympic Games, you know, which is, it's admirable in anyone to dedicate themselves so much, you know. So that's what inspires me about them, you know. That when they get in that ring, they always give everything. Some days it doesn't work out for them, and, you know, some days it does. John Joe was very unfortunate at the last qualifier. He was at the last fight to qualify. He lost by 5 points to an Olympic bronze medalist from Athens, so it was a great performance by him. David Oliver's in a very tough weight division. A couple of the guys that he beat even are back in the weight division, and he had some cracking contests in the last tournament, so it's going to be difficult. There's only two places left. They've got to get to the final in both their weight divisions.
How fired up do you think the fighters are this time? Do you notice any difference from the last time?
Yeah, it's the last chance to lose for them. They all know that, you know. And the big thing about it is, you know, if you lose leaving beside the tournament, that will you have next year, and you have the, you know, but this time you don't have. It's 4 years you got to wait, and it's a long, long time when you're a 20-year-old or 21-year-old, you know. It's well known, everybody get the butterflies, and it, you know, and it helps you perform better. And usually the person that controls it the best is the guy that comes out on top. But these guys, you know, they're with the program, they're probably their first high performance babies. When we started, they were here at 15 years of age, and they've come right through the system to our cadet panel, to our junior panel, now onto our senior panel. So, you know, those guys have been at top class competition from an early age, so they have developed, if you like, an immunity to that, and have learned how to get the best performance out of themselves.
Speaking on the night of the box off, RTÉ pundit Mick Dowling was full of praise for the Athy contingent.
Well, I suppose if we're talking about the St. Michael's Athy Club, you would have to fancy John Joe Joyce. I have spoken to him tonight, and I think he's a really, really good prospect. I think he's very, very good. David Oliver Joyce as well, really tough, good fighter. Of course, we now have Tommy Sheehan there, and of course Roy Sheehan. Hopefully Roy's hand will be okay, because I think he's a guy who could get a qualifying place for the Olympics as well. But really, I would have to say that John Joe Joyce has so much skill, so much ability, you would never know what he would do. And it's like always in boxing, you know, the draw is important, and if John Joe Joyce got a qualification and went to the Olympics in Beijing, got a good draw out there, then you'd never know what he could do. And if we talk about the team in general, then you would still have to fancy that Kenny Egan should be able to do it. Darren Sutherland should be able to do it. It wouldn't surprise me if we got two or three more qualifiers. It wouldn't surprise me, because you would have to fancy one of the Joyces, maybe Jonjo. You would have to fancy Sutherland and Kenneth Egan, perhaps, to do it. They may well fall just short of it, but you would have to fancy them at this stage.
Why do you think that a club like Athy is punching above its weight?
Well, you would have to say Dominic O'Rourke and a bunch of other people have put an enormous amount of work into it. And I suppose getting the Joyces, whom I know live up in Mullingar, getting them to be part of the club was a huge boost. And then again, you've Eric Donovan, who was unlucky to lose out here last night. So, you know, overall, they've just got a fantastic club, and the club was built. It's like in hurling, it's like in football, you know, clubs and teams and counties go through periods where they're
success,
really, really...
Exactly.
And they've had a group of people who put a lot of hard work in, and they got a lot of good fighters in, they got good talent, and they made the best of what the talent they got in.
And what do you think about Roy Sheehan? His chances at fitness they're slim. And he's hoping for the best.
It's not going to be easy for Roy, because having the injury has put him out of... He's obviously not been able to use that hand. It's not going to be easy, because in that 69-kilo division, the welterweight division, he is by far the most outstanding fighter around.
David Oliver came through the box off to qualify for Greece, but not without a lot of effort.
I never felt so tired in my whole life, you know.
After that fight?
Yeah, in that fight, you know. Every other fight I had, I just to go from the start. That fight there, the first two rounds, I was wrecked in it, you know. It wasn't mine. My mind was there, but my body, really drained it was, you know.
Why, do you think you were nervous before the fight and that got to you in your preparation?
No, sure. This lad was beaten in the semi-finals in the seniors ladder box, you know, and I beat the lad, I beat him in the final by 22 points. So I wasn't nervous getting in there. It was just... I had a nice bit to eat today and all that, and a lot of fluids in me, but somehow I got in that ring there today and my mind was, like, it wasn't ready for that fight, you know.
Have you been not eating too much in the past week or whatever to make the weight?
Since we got back from Italy, you know, we hadn't got much time to recover. Yeah. And we didn't get much time to recover, so we had to watch the weight straight away, you know. That was one thing, that was one factor, you know.
Well, look on the bright side anyway, you're going to Greece.
Yeah, I'm happy, you know. That was my mind, that was my target, to go to Greece and get a medal, get a silver gold medal to qualify.
But just before leaving for Athens, David was in a far more confident mood.
We went to two qualifiers already and nothing happened, though, you know, so this is my last shot and I'm going to give it everything I have in it, you know, and I want it so much now, than more than ever I want it, you know. We have a psychologist with us, Jerry, and he tells us stuff what to do and all that, you know, and we'll be lying in the room before we fight, like, you know, we'll be just visualising our opponent, what he's like and what we to throw and all that, you know. So the lads out here in the tournament, they're all world-class boxers, you know, so it's going to be tough. It's been a great atmosphere in the squad now, you know, we're all getting on well, and that's a good thing. Once all the boxers are getting on well with each other, then we enjoy training more and you enjoy being around with the lads, so... Yeah, everything's going well here in the camp, like, you know, and we're all enjoying training, you know, there's a bit of cracking there as well, we'd have a bit of a laugh now and again, you know, so it's all going well.
Would you generally watch each other's fights in tournaments, or would you be too busy preparing for your own ones?
Well, if we weren't boxing the same day or an hour after, well, then we'd be supporting each other, because the last tournament we were in, like, we gave each other great support, you know, so it all worked out over there, you know, the support and all that. Best thing that happened for me is to qualify, you know. Just get in. All I had to do was just get in there and start from the word go, you know. I'm kind of a slow starter, so that's one thing that gives advantage to the lads, you know. So I've been working here all week, 26 rounds of sparring, you know. And the first round was getting straight, stuck into it. So hopefully that will work out there for me, getting a good start, a good lead, and work on my defence and all that. I'll be away with it then, you know.
It's a shame Roy Sheehan couldn't make it. He's your teammate from St. Michael's.
Yeah, it was good of a poor Roy. He was up here all week training with us as well, you know, and then he gets a phone call and the surgeon tells him that he can't box because the hand is not fully fixed yet, you know. So yeah, I've been nearly all over the world with Roy, you know, I've seen him box all over the place, and he's a world-class boxer, and it's just good now to see him getting knocked off, you know. he would have a great chance to qualify, because the lads is left in his way, he's beaten most of them, you know, and there's maybe two lads in the way that he's just watch out for, and the rest of them he can beat really easy. Well, he has to hold up his head now, you know, and get back into it again, because the EU Championship is on in June and the Europeans in Liverpool in November, so there, he's looking forward to them, you know. John's is boxing well as well. I see him sparring here 2 days ago, you know, he's sparring well as well, so hopefully he can do it this time again. He got beaten by the lad that qualified last time, Romanian, you know, so I set Johnny back there for a few weeks, you know, he says, I've got so much, just a few pints away from qualifying, he says, 5 pints, you know, and then he has to go back and do it all over again, training and boxing. Now he even wants it more, like he knows that he's been there, you know, in that last spot. Hopefully the two of us can be getting that last spot and two of us can qualify, you know, at the end of the day, the semi-finals. It'd be a great honour to see the two of us qualify, you know, that's what everyone's been saying for us at home, you know, this time lads, the two of you bring home a medal and gold medal or silver medal and we'll have a great celebration, you know, it's just something that the family would love as well, you know, seeing the two of us qualify, because me and Johnny have been growing up together, boxing together, we've seen many titles each, you know, and went all the way up, now we'd be just finished it off, the two of us come back with Olympic qualification, you know. It'd be a great celebration. And Mullingar, I know Mullingar just go mad, like, just to see two of us qualify, like John and Evan qualified there last time, you know, and but he kind of kept things quiet when he qualified, where I just, if I qualified, it's my dream, you know, I just let everyone know it. Yeah, I'm proud of my family, you know, I think every judge led in there, proud of the family, because it's a good name, you know, and we stand by it, and that's what I'm doing this for, you know, I want to, I do this for my family and for my country, and then also for my name to qualify, you know.
David's cousin, John Joe, was equally confident before heading over to Greece.
You must be getting the jitters in your stomach now. You told me you don't get them.
No, actually not, because I'm so used to it, you know, man. It's even too early at the moment. It's 3 days ago, yeah, so I wouldn't get nervous, or even at the last stage, I wouldn't get nervous. The only time I'd probably get nervous would be between the when you weigh in and then you wait for the draw. But once you're told who you're boxing, you're not going to nervous. The nerves just leaves you, because you're used to being boxing every day of the week, you know, man.
There must have been some run up for this just in your own head preparing for this tournament, because you qualified at the box off as you expected to do, and now this is it, like it's one shot now for Beijing. It's do or die, isn't it?
Yeah, the last time I missed out by 5 points, I was sick then, like, you know, it took me a couple of days to get over, but I got over, and this is the last chance until 4 years, and 4 years is a long time away. Like it might fly around, but it's a long time away if you're, when you know you can make it this time. The train is lighting down, as it says now, and it's just all tapering down stuff.
John Joe is sad for his friend Roy, who's out of action after breaking his hand.
I'm going to this qualifier, and last time I missed out on 5 points, I was sick then, but he didn't even get his chance, and this qualifier didn't get his chance either, so...
He's got a couple of years on you. Would you have looked up to him in the club? Would he have been the top man around the tie for the last 2 or 3 years, say?
For the last 2 or 3 years, and even at the moment, it's Roy is still the top man in the club, you know what I mean? Like, he's EU champion, like, none of us, me, David Oliver, Eric or Tommy, hasn't done that yet. He's still the top man in the club, like, but it's just disappointing that he's not going. Like, one of us could go at the Olympics and he's not going, like, you know, that's the sickening thing with him, like, he'll get over it. Like.
John Joe is a big believer in the motivational power of psychology and music.
I'd be superstitious like that as well, you know, man, I'd be always thinking of things like that, but you know, again, do your own performance.
How does the psychologist help you?
Yeah, the psychologist on this team is really good, because he was an ex-boxer and he's like a friend as well, like being on this team was, because he's only mid-30s or something, 31, 32, like if you do all those, like if you visualise being on the plane going to China, like, everything happens, you know, man.
Do you listen to any music before a fight? Like, would you have anything that would fire you up, or do you just go in, silence to the dressing room and think about the fight?
I wouldn't try to think of the fight before the fight, but once I hit the dressing room, I have a couple of songs I'd like to play, maybe a couple on my iPod, a little bit of dance music and most of it, but then there's a couple of songs I like to listen to, Don't Stop Believing and stuff like that, and Battle of Hell and stuff like that. I mean, they get me really psyched up, and once you get on the bus, you're on, basically, you don't really want to be thinking of the fight, but you have it in your head, you know, it's in the back of your head, like you're going on the fight. And
John Joe's family have backed him ever since he started boxing. 9 years ago, I was an 11-year-old.
I'm really happy with my family. Family's put a lot into boxing, you know, man. Big into boxing we are, so I'm just hopefully going qualified for myself, but I like to do it for them as well, you know, man. Boxing, I've been in Dom's club since I've been 9, so I'm basically boxing since I was 11, so that's 9 years now, boxing 14 Irish titles inside that, so it's been a long road, but like it's not over yet, you know, man.
You're still only a young fighter.
Young, maybe 20 yet, so for you, man, like, it's a long road, but it's like, I know I will make the London Olympics, but like, I know I can make these ones as well.
23-year-old Roy was understandably devastated when injury kept him out of Beijing and even the chance to qualify for it.
Yeah, I broke my hand, a big setback for me, training for these last 13, 14 years, you know, going so well, won the EU championships just before Christmas, won the senior championships after Christmas, went over to Italy training camp, going well over there, first 4 days, in sparring them one session, it was only the second last spar we were going to have before the Olympic qualifiers, and sparring against the Lithuanian, and in the end of the seventh round, hit my hook on the side of the head just before the round, and just I knew straight away I took off the glove and I was up in the lump. Oh, it was terrible. It was like me, like the world ended, you know what I mean? Just thinking all them years since I was 9 years of age, you know, just could be all gone. My one dream to get to the Olympics, and just all every thought was in my head, what am I going to do? I'm thinking positive now, and just hopefully now I can get back for them. I'm from a Thai here, I live in Thai all my life, but just 23. Yeah. We're 24 now in July, so I'm still young, very young. I can even make the next two Olympics, yeah. You know, but like you can go to the Europeans and Worlds every year, in between 2 years, Worlds on 1 year and the Europeans on the other year, but Olympics is only every 4 years.
While Roy missed out through injury, he looked on as his best friend Eric Donovan was knocked out in the Irish box off.
Yeah, me and Eric, like, we lived together in the same like terrace, you know, so we were childhood friends. Then we got involved in boxing and then went everywhere together. And then when we're home, we go out and go do things together, you know what I mean? His child and my child are first cousins now as well, so I sort of know what he feels over what way my hand went, you know, but even like talking to him and all, like, I know, like, he's down himself now, but he just has to keep his head up high, you know, and just put himself together.
Your hand could heal in time and you have a chance, like, but there's your mate and he's after missing out.
Yeah, that's it, you know what I mean? That's his dream gone now, you know what I mean? We all have the same dream to go to one place.
Roy was, however, delighted to see his big brother Tom get a chance to qualify after some years away from the sport.
The joy for me to see him win is just brilliant. Now he's going over to the qualifiers. And if my hand's not better, I probably won't go to qualifiers. Eric's not going to qualifiers. He wasn't boxing for the last few years, and he can qualify now, you know?
Tommy Sheehan, at 28, was the eldest man in the Irish team to travel to Greece. A member of the Air Corps in Baldonnell, he was eager to make his mark in Athens. So you're off to Greece in the morning, Tom?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it now. All the hard work's done, all the training's in the bank. So from now on, it's Monday morning, the weigh in, hopefully get a good end of the draw and see how things go from there.
What weight do you have to be?
Well, 91 kilo, anything under 91 kilo, it's heavyweight. So like if I'm even 0.1 or 2 over, that'll make you lose on the day. And if you can't reach your weight, then you don't enter, and that's the way to do it.
What do you weigh right now?
Right now I'm sitting about half kilo over, which is good, so I'll travel over tomorrow and I'll probably hope another half kilo and walking around tomorrow and doing a light session on Sunday, bring the weight right back down. The temperature over there is a big difference than here in Ireland, so should be no problem losing the weight.
Do you have to struggle with your weight like some, or does it usually fall off you when you want it to?
Well, it's just the lads are even laughing there. Just my first time really, I haven't had to struggle. Usually I'm always the one that's the night before the weigh-in, kind of weighing, like wearing the bags and the extra gear, trying to get the last few kilos down. So this time I'm comfortable on it because I'm after being training like constantly, so it's a big difference. It's good. It was kind of during the week there, I was just with my brother Roy, not going over, like his hand unfortunate for him, like, and this kind of his big dream, and I was always kind of looking at him going places, and now he's the one. When I was saying goodbye today, he was the one that was just for me, look, and as he said, they go out there and do it for the two of us, so I'm getting in the ring and I'm going to leave my best in the ring. I'm not going to come out with any doubts, so I didn't do my best, and that's all I can give it, you know.
How do you think Roy's feeling at this stage?
He's looking forward, because he hasn't been out of the train with the hand, he's looking forward to getting back and doing some proper training sessions, proper sparring. So I'd say now, coming back for the Europeans this year, he'll come back stronger than ever. Most of the better people are after qualifying now at this stage, but there's still a lot of good boxers out there.
You're the senior man on the team now. There's a lot of lads 20, 21, even younger.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I must have been gone for the last number of years. It's just work taking up time, and this year, as I said, I came back there at the start of November to help Roy train, and 2 weeks into it, I ended up sparring myself and felt good. And Dom and the other team, the other coaches down the club, just pushed me, and that's why I'm here today. Like, there have to been the last couple of years where there have to been constantly going away boxing, constantly in training camp, where it's all kind of new to me. Like, the last time I went away in a training camp, it was once a year, you go up to Gormanstown for a week or 2 weeks, where these are constantly the high performance team, and like, it's a big difference. Even with myself now, my own performance now, people are going to see that, like, I'm after upping the level a lot.
How good are your Thai teammates, the Joyces?
Johnny now is a real clever boxer. He's a real stand-up boxer. Where Davey Oliver would be kind of, he'd be an aggressive fighter. He'd be brilliant, like, for the kind of pro-style fighting, the kind of Rocky films you type see. He's just constantly going to go. The two of them, great level of fitness. Like, the Dom has them taught well, and the coaches and the high-performance team are after, like, kind of just picking out the little niggly bits with them and to have them boxing the way they should be boxing.
So you're after coming into this from a time out of boxing.
Yeah, I'm in the Air Corps up in Baldonnell, and like, it's great for them. Like, I went in, I had a meeting with my officer and that, and the senior NCOs that were over me, and they kind of just sorted out with me time off and like the kind of special leave and stuff, and they're after wishing me well. The NCOs mess that was in Baldonnell, they gave me a couple of pounds going away for sponsorship, so I'm after getting new sparring gloves and new boots and stuff out of that, so they have to give me a big help.
How long have you been in the Army?
I've been in the Army 9 years. I was 9 years on the 10th of February, just gone. Now I'll definitely do my 21 year. I've my standard course done, which means I can be promoted from a corporal to a sergeant. So hopefully that comes a bit quicker now if I qualify for these. I have a fiance, Hazel, and I have two kids. I have Abby, that's 5, and I have Kyle, he's gone 3 there this month. So there, I was home with them for a couple of hours today, and everything's in good form. So at least I have no worries going away. There's nobody sick or anything.
What were they like when you were going away? Excited for you?
Yeah, they were excited for me, kind of. My little boy Kyle, he was kind of, daddy will be on telly. Where my daughter now, she's more worried about bringing a senorita dress, as she calls it, back from Greece, because she knows there's too many out there, and she's looking forward to her holidays this year in her summer. It'll be the first family holiday, so they're looking at me going on the plane. They're all excited over that, you know.
Tom went to Athens with his teammates John Joe and David Oliver. Over there, John Joe Joyce managed to grab a spot for St. Michael's Boxing Club of Athy in the Beijing Olympics. David Oliver and Tom were not so lucky. Davey was stopped by a controversial referee's decision, and Tom was unlucky to be beaten by an Armenian opponent. I sat down with David, John Joe and Roy to ask them about their spring of 2008.
That was good news all the same for me. Like, I mean, it started tough, but at the same time, just delayed now it's over. I'm going to relax a bit and look forward to the Olympics on. But before I went out, I thought, like, it was hard to get into it because you're getting so near in Italy, so my head wasn't really tall. But once I got out there, it was grand. And when I got to the semi-finals, it's a lack of sleep and worries. I mean, once the fight starts, that morning you're just relaxed and just do your own job. Don't think about anything else. Just win a box, your best, and that's all you can do.
You qualified for the Olympics and you were all over the newspapers and became, I suppose, something of a celebrity for a while.
It's been mad. Last 2 weeks have been brilliant. I mean, it's probably the best 2 weeks of my life. But at the same time, I have to go back now. I have to go to France training camp, get the head down, get back to myself. So I went out in the final and boxed my best. Like, I mean, I wasn't probably the best. It was about 5 or 6 of us. Any of us could have won it. You know, man, I just performed on the day, and that was.
I thought Johnny had gone very well. It's, out of all of us here, I think, like, even on his days off, I think he trained. You know, he's just. It's one of them lads that loves training. He always trains and puts everything into it. So let's say a fair play to him, and I hope he does well in the Olympics. And just delighted to see someone from St. Michael's Boxing Club. Like, it was four or five of us there that went to the qualifiers, you know. Well, I didn't go to the qualifiers, but it's brilliant to get one through. It just shows that all the lads in the club were all up there, you know. Davey here beside me, he got beat by 2 points over there, you know, but I heard that he should have won the fight. My mother rang me after the fight, and she was upset. She was crying, you know, shouting for her, you know, in the mood she was. And she said, Davey, the referee, you know, whatever, you know, I mean, this draft are doing him is terrible. You know, it's another 4 years, but we have to look forward. There's the Europeans this year, and then the Worlds next year, you know.
The Olympics is like the World Cup for soccer. It's only a tournament at the end of the day, you know, man. It's to be over in a couple of months, and then it's like, it's with soccer players, they're back to their clubs, and they're back to winning things for their clubs. You know, so that's the way we'll have to do with the Olympics. It's only like a tournament, it lasts 4 years. It's nice to get there. I'm over the moon of God, but the boys, just as good, they didn't get there at the same time, but. Go back now after the Olympics and we'll go back winning again, you know, man? Back for the clubs.
Oh, it was a disgrace.
You're laughing.
I think the referee got stung in the eye by a wasp.
but the referee done me out, but I didn't box the way. I didn't box them 100% that day, you know. I was kind of getting frustrated after the way he was holding, and I wasn't getting the points on the board and all that. For the last two qualifiers, I started well, you know. I was starting from the first round, starting really fast and all that. But it was just so awkward moving around and kept holding all of him. I was getting close enough to him, you know, fight against me. But that's boxing for you, and you need to learn from that, you know, and come back again, you know.
If you weren't a boxer, what do you think you'd be? Like, what would you do?
Darts.
Darts.
No, probably darts, but I'd probably be hanging around the streets looking for some sort of a sport.
He said darts, we'd have a few drinks over here.
Oh, he's just
over
a few darts.
Yeah. If I was a boxer, I'd probably be sitting around doing nothing at the moment, living life normally. I mean, I wouldn't have no sports, no nothing.
Do you have any special skills or trades that you could do?
I used to play handball, but wasn't any good at it, you know, man.
See, sports anyway, no matter what.
Sports is everything. I'm not doing nothing sports, you know, it's everything. I'm living on my box. Boxing is my life. Just, I've got two hands now, that's all I got. So make something out of my life for it.
And you regret that you chose boxing?
Well, sometimes I do, because I had an injury there the last while, you know, but it takes a better man to come back, you know. Let's keep looking forward, and I know things will come for me.
Well, when we were growing up, I was playing handball, and wasn't much use at, but I enjoyed it. I was kind of doing boxing at the same time. The All-Ireland, or the Leinsters and all that, everything was coming up in the boxing, so I was starting to get into the boxing and starting to get good at it, you know. So if it wasn't boxing, as I said, then I would be sitting in the pub with the darts, and sports is a good thing for young lads and all that, for everyone, you know. Keeps you off the streets and all that, but I know that's it.
If you won the lotto in the morning, would you keep boxing?
If I won the lotto now in the morning, I would stay boxing, because my ambition is to get a major medal in the Worlds or Europeans, you know, so I won't stop until that will happen, you know. That's it.
I don't think I'd give up boxing for a while.
As John Joe's got the Olympics, and the pair of you had high hopes, and you haven't. Like, what's going through your heads? Are you going mad, or are you just accepted it and moving on?
I've kind of accepted it now, you know. There at the start, when I didn't qualify and got back, don't want to box no more. But now I've accepted, you know, that's boxing for you, you know. But you think of it yourself at home, it's only a fight, like, you know. As Johnny says, you know, the Olympics, after that, like, we have to go back to our clubs again and train all over again, you know. So what's the point of crying over spilt making all that stuff?
Well, me, I'm delighted to see Johnny. He's my friend, you know. He boxes, he trains with me. I'd like to see him qualifying, but just devastated that I couldn't get the chance of any of the two qualifiers. And just worse looking at it, the lads that won my weight in the qualifiers, after beating them, you know. So there's 9 lads gone from Europe in my weight, and I beat the best half of them, you know. So it's just terrible that way, but it's just, it's hard to keep your head up high, you know. But I'm getting over it now, you know. Not really, because my hand is still fractured, you know. I'm going on to this training camp here in the morning now, and I can't spar. I can't go in the competition at the end of it. And I'm going over here and going to look at all the lads that are in the Olympics training around me, and all the 69 kilograms, you know. And I can't go get in now and fight them to see. But I'm just going to keep going now and prove them all wrong. I'm just mad to start hitting with my left hand, you know. It's terrible. It's in my head every day, you know. It's just want to hit something with my left hand, you know. It's terrible.
How intense do you think your training's going to get, John?
Probably get tough enough, you mean. Start going away to Russia on the 22nd of July. Maybe like drag on the building or something out of the cold.
So, have you had any contact from people that you wouldn't normally have contact with since qualifying? Like, what's it done to your status? And, like, what, you know what I mean? You've been in the papers and on the back pages and all.
It's like, just more lads come up to you, like, a lot of lads you don't even know come up and say, well, they act like your friend and I know you in years and you don't even know them, but a lot of my own friends have been coming up to me and wish me luck, you know, but some lads are just there wishing you luck and you don't even know them, you know, man, like, acting like your friend. But that's the way it goes. We all know, if you win it, everyone loves you when you win it. When you lose, and then it's the hardest part, you know, man. Yeah.